And put up some for PF for these urgent cases. It is 09062025. The patient is for Fernando Rosales Rosales, spells R-O-S-A-L-E-S, Fernando spells F-E-R-N-A-N-D-O, date of birth is 11/13/1965. This is a 59-year-old gentleman here for a routine follow-up period. Next paragraph, Mr. Rosales has a history of hypertension, morbid obesity, diabetes, onychocryptosis. He's here for follow-up for these conditions and medication refill. He states, since his last visit, he has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care. And today, he says he has some problems with his left shoulder. He said one day he fell, and since then, whenever he reach above his head, he will have a significant sharp pain in the region of his deltoid and AC joint, period. He said the pain comes and goes, but it's worse whenever he does any overhead motion or reaching backwards, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph, physical exam is alert. Review systems, all systems were reviewed and were negative except for those mentioned above. Period. Next paragraph, physical exam is alert oriented in mild distress. Obese gentleman, vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 99%, room air blood pressure is 143 over 102, pulse 90, respiration 18, temperature 98.13. Next paragraph, left shoulder, decreased range of motion in abduction and external rotation, no deformity, no scapular winging. He has tenderness of palpation diffusely worse in the, above the deltoid muscle, period. Next paragraph, HENT normal. As far as neck, full range of motion or rigidity, no meningeal signs. Pre-nest paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis. Pre-nest paragraph, abdomen morbidly obese, abdomen no visible peristalsis, abdomen soft, no tenderness to palpation, period. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, next, full range of motion and rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, respiratory. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort or range of motion. He bears weight well with no ontologic gait, period. Next paragraph, neural alert oriented and 3, cranial nerve stimulus normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment plan. Assessment number one is morbid obesity. Number two is shoulder pain. Number three is decreased shoulder range of motion. Number four is onychomycosis. Number five is hypertension. Next paragraph, procedure, trigger point injection. Procedure was explained to patients. We talk about side effects, complications, and these were explained in detail to patients. And he says he understands and gives verbal consent for me to progress with the trigger point injection, period. Next line, site of maximum pain was identified with patient, and IE identified the areas of maximum pain, and they were marked with a skin marker. He identified three areas, period. Next paragraph, site was then prepped with betadine and over wiped with alcohol. Next line, solumedrol 80 milligrams and lidocaine 5 milliliters were mixed and injected at the site. Patients identified. Next line, patient tolerated injections well. There were no complications, no bleeding. After injecting site, I massaged the site thoroughly and asked patient to move his shoulder in all directions. He did, and states that there is improvement after the injection, period. You strongly encourage not to go to another clinic and receive these similar injections in that joint because of the complication. He says he understands and will comply. Next paragraph. Bilateral feet. His toenails are brittle, discolored. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is correction. Patient was sent home with the following medication. Diflucan, 150 milligrams, 1 PO weekly for 90 days, number 12. Next medication. Hydrochlorothiazide, 12.5 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. Next medication, amlodipine, 10 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. Next medication. A COVID vaccine. Prescription for COVID vaccination was given to the patient. Because of his risk factor and age period, he says he will go to the pharmacy and get his vaccination. End of dictation.